This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon, the 30th day of May. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, can you recap the Memorial Day weekend and the rainfalls that we did or did not have in the United States? And then take a look forward for me, please.
Well, I think what we had over the holiday weekend is something that was really not unusual, very typical. We had a smattering of a little bit of everything, but also some wet weather across the nation's midsection with shower and thunderstorm activity. And May, for most of the nation, from the Rockies east, is going to end up with a cooler than normal month. And some of that coolness lingered. Now, as we look through the last couple of days of this month and into early June, some of those same trends are going to continue in the sense that we still are putting summer on hold, at least in terms of really warm weather for the Corn Belt in the Midwest. We're still going to see a pattern that's going to favor systems coming through that'll give us frequent chances for showers and thunderstorms and keep our temperatures just a little below average, nothing extreme. But for those of you wanting to jumpstart into summer, well, the warmer weather is going to be found in the western states. The Midwest is going to stay a bit cooler.
Will that warmer weather eventually make its way into the Midwest? And if so, about what time of the month of June?
Well, it will, but it may not be till after the 10th of the month. I think by then we're going to see more of a west-east pattern across the United States where warm air that builds up in the desert states and also down to our south of the Gulf Coast is able to come more north and eastward. We still have a really active jet stream pattern that is continuing to push in from the Pacific Northwest and Canada and keep us from really establishing what we call the summertime high. I think there's about another week or so, another week to 10 days of this. Then after that, we should ease into summer a little more quickly.
You mentioned that there will be periodic rains. Farmers would like to finish up planting of soybeans, maybe some corn acres still left out there. And they're in the midst of spraying, so I suppose winds under 15 miles an hour, but actually still moving, are worthwhile. What do you see in the way of open field conditions?
Well, I think we'll definitely have to be concerned about some of those higher winds as these frontal systems come through. But overall, doesn't look terribly windy in the areas that are going to be the most active. This would mean the most rain and the best chance for the winds being a concern would be across the central and southwest areas of the Corn Belt. Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, portions of Nebraska look to be the areas that will be the most wet and the most active.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Days with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming does join us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Look us up online. Listen to us on demand anytime you'd like. WillAg.org is the website. You can find us in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and my favorite way in the NPR One app. It's all about service to producers and farmers and those interested in agriculture. The Closing Market Report, public radio for the farming world from Illinois Public Media.